me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain Mama, take me home.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. So, Tausch, despite my unfair criticism of Jesse, it led to us remembering, hey, we should probably talk about this kicker situation. Matt LaFleur yesterday, again, not really contemplating any alternatives to kicking with Brandon McManus. And I don't get it. Here is the exchange, and I would like you to help me understand what the thought process is, because I have not talked to McManus in several weeks. I'm very curious.
Talk to Troy Aikman.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. Interesting that he told Troy Aikman.
A lot of times you go proxy. If you can't get to somebody, go proxy.
I'm a big proxy guy. Here's Matt LaFleur yesterday.
Aikman said on the broadcast that he had Brandon had told him he was still hurt or still dealing with that. You've seen what he is when he's fully healthy. Is there any conversation about, hey, we appreciate how badly you want to kick, but maybe it's better to not kick for a little while again? Or is that not a discussion?
It's always a discussion. Everything's a discussion. I mean, we have our process is you have to go through medical first, and then the player has a say-so and where he's at. And the conversations I've had with him have been positive, and that, hey, I'm ready to go. And then, obviously, then the performance aspect in regards to how they perform at practice. And, you know, he's done well at practice. So that's how I have to make a decision.
Tausch, how you feel about that answer?
Nah, I don't like it. This whole scenario I haven't liked from the jump. I've been, you know, you obviously want to have the McManus we had last season and the beginning of this season, but injuries happen. He's getting to be an older dude. How old is McManus?
34, 35, 36, 37.
Okay, so he's getting old. Okay, well, somewhere in his mid-30s. Let's just call it that. And you have to adjust.
34.
And sometimes players are going to tell you what you want to hear. He sat out 2 weeks because Matt LaFleur accurately depicted his injury as,
yes,
what did he say in that press?
A major concern.
It was concerning, and it should have been. And then Bisaccia gets up there, I don't know, whatever. Don't like any of how this played out. And I believe, my own belief, because I know human nature and I know how football players think, is it's cute and nice when, oh, you got a little, you know, Chucky coming in there and he's going to make a couple of kicks. And oh boy, Haversick comes in and is, you know, he hits the longest kick in the history of this storied franchise. Makes all of his kicks.
What a history.
And human nature would tell you, boy, if I don't get back quick, I might be out of a job. Or I might not get my job back. And I believe that's what happened here. I believe if McManus had taken a couple more weeks, and if the Packers had, after seeing that Haversick can make kicks and you can weather the storm without him, IR him and move on with your life and then bring him back, he's fully healthy. So now what you've gotten is kind of the worst of both. You have a guy that is scrapping and competing and wanting to be out there, and he's able to make some kicks. But he hasn't, and he tells Troy Aikman that he hadn't been healthy. Well, Troy Aikman, again, I don't know the protocol on this. If like you're supposed to, you know, spit out everything people tell you, or if there's no off the record stuff, yeah. Because then now is what LaFleur going to go and say? Well, I'm praying every time McManus out there because I think his quad's all bad. Like where the hell are we? You know what I mean?
So, yes, I do know what you
this
mean.
This thing has been bungled on bungled. I would hope after the performance. It's one thing if he's still making kicks and he's writhing in pain,
right,
but he's making kicks. All right, we're good. He's not making kicks. He doesn't look comfortable. and you have a dude that set your record sitting on the bench in a game you need to hit a bomb of a kick to push to try to get to overtime, you didn't give your team a chance. And that's the last thing you want to do as a coach, is to ever put your team in a position to not give your team a chance to have a chance. And that's what they've done the last couple weeks. And I don't understand, if you're going to just roll with an injured, or at least, according to Troy Aikman, someone that's not feeling great,
mm-hmm.
then why do you still have Haversick on your roster?
Because he's a good young kicker. Quote.
No, the Rams, I'm telling you right now, the Rams, the prohibitive favorite, in my opinion, of the NFC right now, would snap him up yesterday if they let him go. And that's what you're dealing with here, and I don't know what the solution is unless McManus just goes in and says, hey, man, my quad is bad. I need a couple beats. Let's let Havre go back in there. I'm going to take a four-week beat, and then let's go about our business. And if that is indeed the case, I think you're going to be in a better space. But it sounds as if Matt LaFleur is not buying that theory, and I don't like that one bit.
Lucas is a really good, young, up-and-coming kicker as well. So fortunately for us, we have the flexibility within our roster to carry two.
Well, maybe we'd have, you know what would be nice? Maybe having a wideout that you could pull up from the practice squad so we could line up on time and not have,
I'm not
maybe you don't
that.
Have as much flexibility as you want.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
I don't think Havre's going to catch on either, if I had to guess.
I think Havlicek had a better chance. Havlicek stole the ball! Tausch, I assume you're going to steer clear of at least the more on Brandon McManus field goals if you choose to play him.
He cost me on Monday.
Yeah, he did.
I had a little four-piece nug going. I had everything right except for old boy. Well, and then I didn't realize that we don't even attempt 57-yard field goals anymore, because that's just too long in today's society. Get out of here. Have for six kick, and I'm winning money on Prize Picks. I'm irritated about it. Probably is part of my take. And you know what's great? You can take your sports takes and turn them into real cash in less than 60 seconds. Pick more or less on at least two players. Get them right. Cash in. I got three right and one wrong because McManus, for whatever reason, if it's not within 40 yards, can't kick. Right now. But not that I'm irritated about that.
Not
Unless you can follow other players and copy their lineups. You should have copied mine except for McManus last week. You also have injury reboots. If your player leaves in the first half, doesn't return, it won't count as a loss. Deposits are fast, easy. With Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more, download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WY. That'll get you $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI for Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right and frustrating to be wrong because of the kicker.
Outside of 55. We can't try field goals in a game we can't score a blanking point because it's too cold outside. No, it's because your kicker's quad is ripped up and you can't kick that far. That's why.
I think a change of subject is in order. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
I agree.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
Quick comment from our guy Tyler Buss in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube because I had to get after
the Busser a little bit. I thought he'd been slipping a little bit. He's still watching, listening, the whole crew, but needed him to ramp it up a little bit. So I'm glad he's back on board.
David had pointed out how big the delay is, and so I said, "Yeah, I'm glad that we are going with later callers on giveaways and trivia to give more people an opportunity." Mm-hmm. Tyler chimes in, great job on the later caller improvement. Now we just need Jesse to get the rules changed so avid listeners from Illinois can win
yes.
trivia prize packs. Well, again, if you just send the Davisons
arbitrary
for pickup, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't
are you eligible though?
Just say you're Brad Davison would be my advice.
Can't lie.
You gotta drive up from Peoria to go to Cousin Subs and use that gift card. No,
the sandwiches are that good.
Save it for the people who live closer to us here.
I've already criticized you enough today. I'm not going to criticize you now, unless, of course, did you hear this sucks? And that's what we're going to do now.
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Willie and Tausch.
Did you hear this featuring commentary on the state of the Green Bay Packers offense from throughout the course of the week, both locally and nationally? We start with former Green Bay Packers offensive lineman Jeff Saturday.
Oh, I thought it might be Tausch on one of those national shows.
I like
you really teased me there.
Although I did see Jason made an appearance on a national show last night as well. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Yeah.
With neither Amber nor Ian.
Oh, nice. Here is what Jeff Saturday said a little bit earlier this week on Get Up.
You think about week one, and Love's protected very well. He's taken shots. I mean, think what you want, but Philadelphia brought pressure, made him feel very uncomfortable, made him make mistakes. Again, contested catches, guys got to make those plays for him. All that can be true, but at the end of the day, your quarterback is going to have to elevate those guys around you, especially if you're talking about injuries and all those different things. And unfortunately for Green Bay, they haven't found the formula that the Philadelphia Eagles have found. Find different ways to win.
Heard that commentary elsewhere. Including around these parts, it feels. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to elaborate on what Jeff Saturday analyzed there on the Packers offense and Jordan Love not improving those around him?
No. I don't see it as that
way. No, I'm with Jason. Whoa, Nelly. Are we playing Whoa, Nelly?
Somebody bring in Evan Dietrich Smith now, please.
I mean, come on, man.
That was not a good take, in my opinion. Next!
All right, let's try this one instead. Jason's favorite guy, Dan Orlovsky, weighing in. This was on ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry, but he shared this on a few different shows. Also commenting on the state of the Packers offense.
I think they need to be, and he needs to be, way more urgent and aggressive, more so than creative. I would tell you, I actually think that at times they've been too creative, that they've tried to show how smart and or schematically advanced they are. And sometimes, and I understand, I don't want to talk out both sides of my mouth because I'm the person who's constantly pressing these teams to do more and try more. I think at times they go too far to one side.
Oh, faces being made by Jason during that one.
Talking out of both sides of our mouths, are we?
Oh, burn. Wow.
Interesting.
Burn.
Look, I don't think Matt LaFleur has been too creative. I don't think that now we've listened to two takes, and Dan Orlovsky played quarterback in the NFL. He knows football a million times better than me. Okay? That said, the question that I have is, can they get the offensive line going and the running game going by maybe going back to basics? And this is where I'm agreeing with him, I guess, with the creativity part. But Gabe Neitzel made a great point this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I can't believe he said what he did. I almost fell off my chair. He actually made the statement.
Did you hear this?
No, apparently not. It didn't make a cut.
Did you hear this?
That maybe the Packers would have been better off with a different running back than Josh Jacobs, because they've changed the way they run the football to accommodate him. More shotgun, more duo. Maybe that was a bad fit.
Well, wait a minute.
Did you hear this?
Did you hear this?
Tim Van Voren on the Homer Hour yesterday with this analysis.
Josh Jacobs is a wonderful running back, a true leader, a gamer at the upper echelon. I personally have not liked the Packer offense as much since they got him. I thought it played better before. I just do. I thought Matt LaFleur became convinced you have to run the football. They went out, they got Josh Jacobs. I don't know if it was LaFleur asking for Jacobs. I don't know if the Packers brought in Jacobs and said, make it work. I don't know that. But the offense, to me, lacked innovation last year and has again this year. They have become convinced you have to run the ball initially. You have to run the ball on second and six. You have to run the ball on all these downs. And they put themselves behind the eight ball because of it.
Gabe Van Voren, huh?
Well, I think Gabe said this while we were talking this morning. I think that led him to take the extra step of suggesting that they're arguably their best healthy offensive player. You wish you had someone else. And he knew
saying. That's what Tim Van Voren's saying there, too.
Yeah.
What Tim Van Voren is saying is an Aaron Jones type back is better for the Matt LaFleur offense than Josh Jacobs. That is what Tim said right there, without saying it. And he wanted to, he did the Wildy where he prefaced it with, he's a great leader, and he's a great back, and blah, 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 blah. Now, what I have said
Wildying
for a while is Matt LaFleur's secret sauce has been marrying up plays that look alike so that it's really tough for defenders on a hard outside zone. You have to sell out to stop, and then that gives you a lot of open. Everybody's asking, why do we not have all these wide open guys running around anymore? Because you're doing a bunch of gun duo stuff, and nobody believes you're going to pass the football. Or, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you're going to sit back. Nobody believes you're going to run the football. You just, there is something to the adjustment of what Matt LaFleur has had to do. Everybody runs some form of duo, which for everybody that doesn't know that, it's where you have a lot of double teams on down guys, you push up. That is a different way of doing things than what Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay have done. Has that limited some of the effectiveness of what Matt LaFleur was known for and how he kind of got his stripes? The answer is yes. They don't do enough. I don't know what the split is of under center compared to shotgun. I said this last year. I'll say it again, and Matt LaFleur poo-pooed it, but then didn't. All I know is, as an O-lineman, I know defensive linemen look and put their hand in the dirt harder when you're under center. When you're in shotgun, they're looking around more, and they're thinking, I'm going hunting. When you're under center, they're bowing up thinking you're going to get run blocked, especially on first and second down. That I know for a fact, and you can ask D linemen and linebackers if they like when you have hard play action pass and you sell the pads and you hear a pop. That's when confusion happens, and that's when you get people running wide open. And that has not happened as much with Josh Jacobs. That is the cold hard truth.
I'm sorry. Did you just do the invincible with Mark Wahlberg thing where the offensive lineman explains to him in the dorms that if the fingertips are white, it means he's got his hand in the dirt more, so he's coming, and the other one he's dropping out? Like, is that what you just did? Is that true? Is that a tell?
I have never watched that movie, so I wouldn't
know
anything
movie.
About it.
The Vince Papale story, it's good.
I don't think I will. No, I love Mark Wahlberg's the movie where he was up in the mountains by himself, and then the government came and got him. I think it's
Shooter.
One of the best.
Shooter.
Shooter. One of the best, like, oh, it's on TV, and then all of a sudden it's not anymore. It's weird.
Yeah, it was on all the time. The Equalizer is in that same category.
It was on all the time,
though.
And it was when he put the fake bullet. Like, it's good, man. It is a good movie.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know that, but what I'll tell you is I could tell if I had to cut a guy, like get his legs. I could tell if he's steamrolling up the field, I could take one step and beep, shoot at his knees and he's going down. If a guy had played back a little bit, I had a run cut.
Yeah.
Because he's got less pressure on his hands. That is, yes, you're looking for tells.
Yeah.
Everybody wears gloves, so no, the whole fingertip bit, that's hogwash in my world.
Back then, maybe it wasn't.
You can tell when a guy is bowed down and they're coming hardcore up the field. Boom! Get him right away. If not, you got to run, cut. Now they don't let you cut at all. So actually, I'm very thankful because that was a big part of my game.
Invincible streaming on Disney Plus and Hulu if you're interested.
There you go. Still available for you. All right.
I'm all in. You know what I'm watching this week. You know what I'm watching Friday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Landman.
I don't know what I was watching last night, but I saw commercials. Oh, I had the Equalizer on, which is now on as often as Shooter had been, and it was commercials for Landman.
Who's in the Equalizer? I have not seen that either. What is that?
Denzel Washington.
Okay,
he's the Equalizer.
Is that where he runs a train into like some? He runs a train.
No,
kills people.
It's based on the old TV show, which now, like, didn't the Equalizer come back with like Queen Latifah as the? Anyway, we're out of. We don't have time for this. We need to get to Whoa Nelly, which will be very brief, and I need to tell you about what we've got going with McDonald's and with Dr. Pepper and with ESPN Wisconsin. It's an opportunity to experience a game like you never have before. You can win a pair of tickets to see Green Bay host Chicago on December 7th, which will include reservations to the Tundra Trio, Green Bay's upscale tailgating destination, three luxurious homes steps from the stadium featuring gourmet food and premium drinks, all thanks to Dr. Pepper and ESPN Wisconsin. To enter to win right now, you can go to ESPNWisconsin.com. I also discovered that you can also go to ESPNWisconsinContest.com, whichever one you prefer. Nothing hits like the bold signature flavor of Dr. Pepper. So enjoy an ice-cold Dr. Pepper during your next trip to McDonald's. No purchase necessary. Enter by November 23rd. Whoa Nelly will be very brief, and it will be next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Don't ever see you sober.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, I'm leaving a choice up to you guys. I had a couple of things planned that were maybe kind of funny, or we've got a serious Packers call from Steven Wanaki, who's on hold. You want to go?
How do I get on the college football playoff committee? Like, why do they have all
the answer is neither. For those of you wondering,
why do they have all these athletic directors and college presidents? Like, none of those guys should or gals should be. You shouldn't have an association with any. I think it should. This should be media driven. I'm on board with media driven. I want in. All right, go ahead.
You're not media, though, you said. You're an analyst.
No, I'm an analyst. Yeah. I want an analyst.
Also,
driven.
You are tied
to... Let me analyze the data.
You do the Badgers games. You are still tied to a school. If you're saying you want independent, you want, like, Heather Dinich
well,
in
I'm
going
to tell you this. I'm not putting the Badgers in the college football playoff this year, so that tells you I'm not biased. That's what... Wow. I mean, you're worried
that
about
proves,
bias. I'm not biased.
Proves you're not biased.
But you're pro Big Ten over the SEC.
Am I?
It would appear so when you say it just means more, very sarcastically. Well, that would seem to mean you're anti-SEC.
I'm fairly certain there's a little bias going on towards the old SEC right now, too, Opadna. So let's not get it twisted.
Do you want to hear from Steve or not? Because he's been hanging on hold, and I feel bad if we don't go.
What's Steve got to say?
Steve, you're on Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, good morning. A couple things on the Packers. I was at the game on Monday. First, the pre-snap penalties. When Gruden won the Super Bowl in 2002, he said one of the biggest things that contributed to their season was they did the non-skilled things well. And the pre-snap penalties, the formation stuff that killed the Packers, just stop and drive. The other thing that I really feel strongly about, Tulsa, let me ask you this. The two best games LaFleur has coached, what are they?
Tennessee with Malik Willis.
Yep.
The Colts the week before that?
And the playoff game with Dallas.
Oh, yeah, Dallas game.
Yeah, that was good. Sure.
And the reason why I think the Tennessee game was such a great game for LaFleur, it forced him to be creative. And he's not doing that with Love. How many times did they just run Jacobs at the line? And I'm thinking, roll your quarterback. Move him out. Do something different. Pass on first down. They just haven't done that. That's my big take with the Packers this year.
Steve, do you need us to call 911 to get you out
of the cave of some sort?
to get you out of the well
where they
that
are.
You've fallen into?
No, no. I'm doing great. I'm not in the well, actually.
Okay, good.
But I understand the
what
echo.
Was the name of that young gal who fell in a well way back when we were kids?
Oh, good question.
It was
like
a story forever, and they ended up saving her. Yeah, he sounded like he was in a cave. And as Jason likes to, you're going to meet him where
Jessica
he is. Jessica
McClure.
Cave he's in. Is that right?
Apparently.
Baby Jessica. Maybe it was
Baby Jessica.
Jessica.
There you go. Yep, that's it.
I'll take the first part of it. You, Jason, you take the second.
Sure. Okay.
Coaches would always tell you it doesn't take any talent to line up. You know, matter of fact, there were coaches that would say some, you know, I can get Johnny over here to come in and do this. Shut up. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, but then what are you going to do once the ball snapped? I always hated that.
That
but
coach was Jeff Jagosinski.
The point was to prove is to say anybody, you have to be able to do the things everybody can do. It's your other stuff. Don't have pre-snap, you know, or you don't know where you're lined up, et cetera, et cetera. And I would agree. You can't have that, especially at this point in the season.
And to Steve's point, it's one of the questions I want to ask Steno today. I do think it's important to point out that
Steve,
a lot of the run.
I think Steve was he was in the tunnel
beneath Gotham.
Of course, I do think a lot of the runs have been can plays that he loves. Sees
very
the look.
Uncreative.
He knows
from
he
Steve.
Needs to can to the run, but. I love the idea of getting Love moving, and I do think that that's a valid question that deserves to be asked.
A little tempo for this offense might be very good.
I don't think Jones Dairy Farm wants you to tell us about Jones Dairy Farm
Jones
with you
Dairy
talking
Farm,
into the cup.
A beautifully family-owned business for over seven generations in Fort Atkinson.
Oh, now it's a pirate in the cup.
Pirate
There's
Bane.
A pirate
They're best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. Can't get it from Philip. He won't tell me what the recipe is, but you can buy it. Go to jonesdairyfarm.com to find a product finder. It is beautiful.
That pork sausage, I'm telling you, you get that crust on the end.
Oh,
it is
God.
Phenomenal. They also, Jones products are perfect for the holidays. Smoked hams, they add a lot of flavor. They're great bacon, and of course, those sausage rolls, too. If you have a great stuffing recipe, which my mom does, which I got to get from her, and you put that Jones Dairy sausage in there, oh, baby, it's going to be that much better. Again, head to jonesdairyfarm.com to find where you can get all these great products to make your holiday
even a little more special.
Where's the recipe? You wouldn't give it to an ordinary citizen.
We need to wrap things up. Chison's going to be delayed. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I am sorry, Rich Eisen. You're next.
Good luck, Rich.
We got to go. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.